Proceed. We are now in chapter 17, Hilchos Psulei Mikdashim, Halacha Dalid. Dalid, Hey, and Vav are one topic. Again, we're talking, if you recall, we said the bloods that go on the inner Mizbeach, yeah. And if you have the wrong thought for the outer Mizbeach or the outer for the inner, it doesn't affect. The Pigal thoughts don't work for that. If you recall, we talked about that. We talked about how it has to be the full avoda of there.
Well, the inner one, well, we talked about all eight.
All eight have to be at the right kavana, while the outer one, once you do one, that decides it all. Fine. All right. So now let's talk about another issue. Dalid. Hayoimed ba'azara. He is standing in the azara. But there's some karbanas that some of the avoda, you do the sprinkling inside. Right? Mm-hmm. Some of the spring to do inside. Yeah. Bazara. V'choshav, and now what was his thought? Machsheves hazman, to do something in the future in the wrong time, that could be potentially a pigle thought, but what was it about? V'chatos hanasas bifnim, regarding certain korban chatos that has to be processed inside with inner sprinklings, but that animal is for shechted on the outer mizbech. There's certain animals, you shecht it on the outer mizbech, but then do the sprinkling inside. Certain types of korban chatos are done that way. Bidover hanasa bifnim, so he's saying like this, as he's shechting this animal, he's saying, you know what, and then the inside, when I sprinkle it, I'm going to sprinkle it a day later. Okay? As opposed to a regular korban, where the shechting and sprinkling is right in the outer altar, right. He now has a thought for the inner altar. Ain't a pigle, it's not pigle.
There's a different altar?
You're going to see, no, because the thoughts of pigle can only be for an action that's in the place where you are right now. That's one of these rules he's teaching you now. Uh-huh. All right? And similarly, chashav bedavar hanasa b'chutz, but if he has the wrong thought of the time for something that should be done outside, there's other things you would continue to do outside. Hareza puzzle. Pigle is pigle. And now he's going to give for instances. Hey and Vav are for instances. Ketzad. Hayomi Bazar. He's standing in Azar. For Omar, he says, Hareini Shoichet. I'm shechting this animal right here. That's, he's supposed to do that. But Lahazos Damo, to sprinkle the blood. That's supposed to be sprinkled in the Heichal. Lamacher tomorrow. Ain't a pigle. That's not pigle. Shehahazoya Lifnim Heichal. Because that sprinkling is in the inner Heichal. And you can only have a pigle thought regarding the area where you're at. Okay, let's reverse it. Vav. But it will be puzzle. Even though it's not pigle, it will be puzzle. Hayah omed b'hechel. What if he's in the hechel already? He's doing some sprinkling in the hechel that he's supposed to do. And he says, like Yomer, hare ani maza. Now, what? Let me just add. When you finish sprinkling in the hechel, there's leftover blood. You have to go back to the outer altar and pour it down the yesod, the foundation over there. So while he's sprinkling in the inner hechel, he says, I'm going to pour the leftover one, shiarm lamacher, tomorrow. But you can't do that. So now it's inside for outside, ain't a pigle. That's not pigle, because it has to be a thought for what's going on inside. In other words, the point is, the pigle thought for a future avoda has to be in the same area. That's when the pigle thought works.
So at the beginning of the process, if he has that thought about what's coming back out.
Wait. Sharei chashav bifnim, because he was thinking in the inside of pigle thought. Bidavar not supposed to go on the outside. Now, scenario three. Let's say he's in the azara. Okay, now, vishachat, he's shechting. He's supposed to shech the azara. And the sprinkling is supposed to go inside.
Right?
For who mechashev, but he's thinking, what's supposed to happen? Shecht it outside, sprinkle inside, and pour the stuff outside. Right? So now, as he's shechting, he's thinking, lishpach shiorim, to spill the leftovers, lamacher tomorrow, on the outside, o lahakter emurim, or to burn the fats outside tomorrow, Harei pigle. That is pigle. Because harei chashav b'chutz, bedavar shenasa b'chutz. He was thinking on the outside.
Even though there's an internal step.
Doesn't matter. I wasn't bothering with that at all. So the basic rule he's saying is when you're having a pigle thought, that thought must involve the same area that you are in when you make the pigle thought. I'm making the pigle thought on the outside. It has to be involving a piggle idea on the outside. If on the inside, it has to be on the inside. Pretty straightforward halacha, not very hard. Okay, Zion now, till the end, is going to talk about a little bit of a shift in the topic. We're not going to talk about, there's three types of korbanos that have two separate components to the entire processing of the thing. I'm not talking about steps, I'm talking about components. For example, a korban todah is unique insofar as that we have one part of dealing with an animal, and all of a sudden we got breads.
Lots.
That's a separate component. As opposed to a normal animal that goes with the normal things that go with an animal, could be nesachim or things like that. But now we have something called breads. That's a separate thing completely. We have, let's say, another example, the two sheep you bring on Shavuos. What's brought in addition to the two sheep you bring on Shavuos?
Two breads.
Second component. How about the showbreads? The showbreads, we have showbreads and the bezichin, the spoonfuls of lavona. Those are two components. Now the question is going to be, what is the relationship between each of the two components to each other? What will be if you have a pickle fought by one? Will it affect the other? And all different permutations of that.
Okay.
And we're going to see that every one has different rules. So we're going to start really easy. The first five or six halachas are really easy. And then when you get about Yud Beis or Yud Gimel or maybe Yud Dalet, then it gets really tricky. So probably tonight we'll just get with the easy stuff, and I don't know what we can do the whole weekend in between. But anyway.
Where's the root word pigo? Where does it come from?
I don't know. I don't know, pig.
That's how I remember it. But.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes or no?
You don't know?
Okay. Hatoda. Okay, now, when we're bringing a korban, and all of these, by the way, these groupings we've said, usually there's one thing's the primary, and the second thing's the secondary, especially over here. When we're dealing with the todah and breads, we've already learned in previous halachas about that, which is the primary, the korban todah or the breads?
The korban.
Korban todah is the main thing, so that's the key component here. So now, hatodah, here's the rule, then comes the example. Hatodah mefagelas es alechem. The todah, if you do some wrong thought when you're dealing with the processing of the animal, the todah, it can also pigalize the bread. It can pigalize the bread. But v'halechem, but a pigal thought with the bread, which we'll describe, einam afagas ha-todah, will not pigalize the todah.
It makes the bread pigal.
We'll see. So ketzad, let's have an example. Ha-shoicher es ha-todah, he's shechting the todah, he's shechting the animal. As he shech the animal, who mechashev, he's thinking, shiyochal mibsara, I'm going to eat the meat of the toda, or yizrog dama, or sprinkle the blood of the toda, o shiakter emorel, I will burn the fats of the toda, all three of them, lamochar tomorrow.
That's you have to do it by tonight.
Well, that's a pigalizing thought. Right. It's for time, wrong time, when you're processing the meat. So now, right away, what for sure is pigal without a question?
The korban.
The korban is for sure pigal.
Without a question.
Because with this animal, you're having a pigalized thought. Yeah. But you didn't think anything about the breads. Nothing. As far as you're concerned, I'm thinking we eat the breads on time, we'll eat everything on time. So now, since the primary is the korban, and the secondary is the lechem, and the lechem is a derivative of the korban,
it's pigal.
Hazevach ima lechem pigal. The korban and the bread is pigal. That's right, because they're linked. They're linked together, and therefore, once they're linked, now we'll discuss.
And
we have to discuss when
and
this link. And so,
the
once
korban.
The main thing goes, that goes. On the other hand, alin chashav lecho min halechem lamacher. What if, as you're slaughtering the animal, you're thinking everything wonderful about the meat of the animal, but you're thinking I'm going to eat the breads tomorrow? So halechem levado pigol, only the bread is pigol. The zevach hatoda ain't a pigol, but the korban is not pigol. And the Gemara says that the breads come because of the toda does not come of the breads. And therefore, since the breads are secondary to the toda, if the toda is pigolized, it's pigol, but not the reverse. That's a simple, straight halacha.
Sorry.
Okay, ches. Now we're going from that to another example of a two-component thing. And now we're talking about Shavuos, the two sheep, together with the two breads. Same idea. The primary is going to be the sheep. The secondary is going to be the bread.
Two loaves of bread.
V'chein adin b'shnei kiv se'atzeres. If you're bringing two sheep on Shavuos. Im shtei lechem avos, with the two breads that come with it. Now listen carefully, because I'm going to say it exactly the way it is, and a few halachas is going to be different. V'shim choshev machsheves zman bakfosim. When you have an improper time thought for whenever, you know, for both, when you're doing both of the sheep, that's when you have the improper thought. Not just with one sheep. It's got to be with both sheep. Okay? Nispaglu shtei alechem. So now, what gets pigalized? The two sheep, without question. But the two breads, since they're supplementary, they get pigalized as well. However, what if chashav sheyochal mishtei alechem lamochar? What if you, while you're shechting the two animals, you're thinking to pigalize the two breads by eating them tomorrow? What's going to be the law?
Nothing.
Shnei halechem pigal, the two breads are pigal. V'hakvasim ain't a pigal, but the kvasim are not pigal because you process them 100% fine.
Is it any different than the first example?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't get the difference.
Is the
there is no
example?
Difference. No, it's the same thing.
Just a different corban.
It's the same thing. It works the same way the Torah works.
So
why the second example?
Because it's another example. You're going to see, as we go to further halachas, there's going to be differences. There is a difference. A korban Torah, how many animals are you bringing?
One.
And at Saras, you're bringing two. As we will continue the halachas, we can have variation. We have to start with the base.
But we're not done with these.
Oh, we got a long way to go. We're going to be at this.
Oh, because you know what? One korban.
But so by Torah, there's not a lot to talk about. But the Atzeres, we will learn in about four or five halachas. What if you have a pigalized thought by only one of the sheep
not
and
both.
Not with the other?
Right.
So that's why you have a different aspect over it. But right now, it's the same thing. But he has to spell out all the halachas in the simplistic way. Okay, now, listen carefully now. Chashav, now this halacha now, at the end of Ches, will apply to both the Todah scenario and the Atzeres, the Shavuos scenario. This next line will apply to both. Chashav ba'achas me'ar b'havodas. If in one of the four primary processing avodas, slaughtering, receiving the blood, carrying the blood, and sprinkling blood. In any one of these four, you're going to have this pigal thought. And what's the pigal thought? Lechol. Now you have to add in between the lines here. Ksayis, ksayis. What he means over here is one complete ksayis amongst the following two things, which really means a half a ksayis, mibsara sevach. He's going to have a half a ksayis of the meat of the korban. Im halechem, with the bread. All right. So when he says ksais, one ksais from both, he means a half a ksais of both. You understand? A half and a half is a whole. That's how you read the Rambam. So he, while he's processing the meat, the korban, he says, I plan on eating half of the meat and half a ksais and half a ksais of the bread lemochor tomorrow. Okay. Now this is fascinating. You would think, without going any further, what would be the halacha?
It's not a ksais.
No, together it is a kazayis.
It's a half and half.
You can combine. We've had case where you can combine.
Yeah, sure.
But two different kazayis. Two different half of kazayis.
But it's the same korban. It's the korban. It's a Torah. A Torah comes with breads. A Torah comes with breads. So now again, he's thinking, when he's processing the animal, he's thinking, I'm going to do something bad. I'm going to eat a half a kazayis of this meat tomorrow and a half a kazayis of the breads tomorrow. A half a kazayis and a half a kazayis, according to my math, is a complete kazayis.
But one's bread.
Now, you have to have a kazayis, but it's all part of this Toda offering. So now, give me your guess. What do you think the halacha would be for the bread and for the korban, or both, or one? What do you think, just without looking at it, what would you think? Are they both people? They're both not. Tell me.
Neither is people.
Neither is people. Why do you say neither is people?
Because the bread is supplementary, so it's not the same, so you can't really add the two.
Okay, so that's your answer. And then a different answer for anybody else?
Yeah.
You didn't look ahead, did you?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I looked.
So what are you timing?
So what you time it is, we've learned in the past that half of a kazayit and half of a kazayit combine to a whole kazayit.
So what's going to be the law?
So you would think,
one's bread and one's a korban, though.
That it would pass and pickle everything.
Okay,
the bread,
so we've got two extreme positions. So you're going to be very happy to know you're both
wrong. It's going
wrong.
To be in the between.
Because okay,
it's probably going to be the sheep are okay and the bread.
Are we still bringing two sheep?
Yes. No, so, this is the Torah. Torah's only okay. one. But the same thing would be the same thing would be if you had a pigalized thought for the two sheep. Yeah. A half a kazayas from the two sheep. Be the same thing.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's when I'm slaughtering the Torah or I'm slaughtering the two sheep or any one of the four major processing of it. I have in mind, in either case, a half a kazayas of meat, half a kazayas of bread. Or and they both have breads, right? So look at here. Halechem levado pigel.
Right.
Only the bread is pigel. Vahatoda o akvasim ain't a pigel. And the toda and the kvasim are not pigel.
I don't know why.
Why? We say very simple. Because since the breads are a, what do you call it?
Supplementary.
So let's look. The animal only have a half a kazayis. All they have is a half a kazayis. They're the primary. So what do you got? A half a kazayis. That's not enough.
Right.
But the breads are supplementary to the animals. So the breads have their half, and because they're supplementary, remember when I had a pigalized thought on the animal about the breads? Knocked out the bread.
Right.
So since the bread is supplementary to the animal, whatever pigalizing thought I have for the animal automatically goes to the breads. Automatically goes to the breads. So it comes out, the breads.
It's like you got
so I've got, it's got like this. I've got, I have a half a kazayis of pigal thought on the animals. No question about it. So now let's look at the animal. It's not enough to pigalize the animals. Because I only have a half.
But you put two together.
No, I can't. No. I can only put the primary can be lumped with the supplementary. But the supplementary can't be lumped with the primary. Remember, if I had a pigalized thought on the breads, let's go back to before. What if you planned on eating the bread completely tomorrow pigalized? What did we say? The bread is pigal, but not the animal. But I had a complete pigal thought, but it was on the breads. So now, what do I have? I have a half a kazayis pigal thought on the animal. Well, that's only a half. It can't make it pigal. So what about the bread? Well, I've got two halves on that. Because just like the half of the bread goes to the supplementary one, and the supplementary one already has a half, that gives you the full whole, and that's why the breads are not good, while the animal is okay.
So we're saying that the half of the toda effectively equals half of a bread, and then you combine that with the real half of a bread.
Because whatever I do to the toda affects the bread. It's supplementary. Just like we said, if I have a pigal thought on the toda and perfect thoughts on the bread, right? The whole breads are knocked out together with the Torah.
Right.
All right? If I had a thought on the bread and not on the Torah, the bread gets knocked out, the Torah doesn't get knocked out.
Right.
Okay, so now half and half, so the half is on the animal, it is, but it's not enough to make the animal pigal. But whatever I have on the animal, the bread is supplementary to it, so it carries the half size pigal plus the half size pigal on the bread that cannot transfer because it's supplementary. So I've got a whole size of pigal thought for the bread, so to speak, and only half on the animal. Which
so I have no problem with that logic whatsoever.
Good.
Where's the issue?
Where's the but?
The issue,
there's always a but. Go ahead.
The issue is the wording. Lechol kazayit bibasa.
So again, I'm going to tell you how to read it.
I know, but if you
just listen,
I know email.
That's the pshat.
So I'm going to tell you what he's going to infer the pshat is. He's going to tell us here that the kazayit is half a kazayit of basar and a half a kazayit of lechol.
That's what I told you three times already.
I know you did, but that's not simple from the reading.
So that's why I prepare.
Okay, but I'm just
but
saying.
But look at the commentary. Chaf Gimel says the same thing.
There'd
be nothing else to say. That's the way I explained it.
Okay, fine.
That's why I spend the time in the morning to prepare the class.
Did the Rambam come up with this, or is this the solution to Gemara?
It's all from Gemaras, or sometimes on his own, but there it's a Gemara, and it's been it was a Shilin, it was resolved by Rav. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Now we're coming to the third scenario. So we've done Toda, that's got the Korban and the breads. We've done the two sheep on Shavuos, that's got the two breads. Now we go to the showbreads. Similar ideas. So the next level is going to be obvious. Test. Hamakter shnei bezichei lavona. You are now burning the two spoonfuls of lavona. She'im, that go together normally with the lechem upon him, the 12 showbreads. Vishchoshav bishasak tarosam. And when you were burning the two bezichim, she'yocha lechem upon him. You're going to eat the showbreads tomorrow. Ariel lechem pigel. The lechem is pigel. That's obvious. Because remember, there's a rule. Remember, pigel is when you have a bad thought on the thing that will make something else mutter. It's called the matir. Just like a regular case, when I'm shechting an animal and I'm having a bad thought when I'm shechting the animal, it's going to affect what I want to eat tomorrow, right? So over here, when I'm getting, there's no shechita on the frankincense, obviously. No, only processing burn. Is the burning. So when I'm burning the frankincense, that is the matir. That will permit, normally, that permits the breads. So when I have a pigal thought on a matir, something that will allow it, that therefore knocks out the breads, and you can't eat the breads. That's an obvious halacha, clear. Harei alechem pigal. Now, so those are the three scenarios, and there's not much more to talk. Those are simple, straight scenarios. Now the fun begins. Yud. Now, hashoyche shnei kivsei atzeres. Let's say, going back to Shavuos now, you're shechting the two sheep. Now, v'choshav lechol achas mishtei hachalos l'mocher. And you're only planning to eat one of the two breads tomorrow, but one of the two breads today. The case before was, I was planning on eating both breads tomorrow. Right? Remember in Rambam Halacha Chesed, he thought to eat both breads tomorrow. Why is he saying one bread? So what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is shtei pigel. And here's the new insight: the two breads are inherently linked together. That's the new chiddush. First time he said, I thought I was going to eat both breads out. That was a simple halacha. The chiddush now is, even if I have a pigel thought on one bread, the two breads are linked. What happens to one happens to the other. Now we're going to have to be looking in all the cases. We're going to see some things are both linked, some are not both linked. And that's where we have to see the differences over here. Let's move on to, where am I now? Yud Aleph.
So it's not Pigel in this case, right?
It is. Yeah, both of them. Even though he only had a Pigelizing thought for one of the breads. I'm going to eat one bread tomorrow and one bread today. You'd think only the bread for tomorrow should be back because the only thing he had Pigel on. But the halach is the two breads are linked. What happens to one happens to the other.
It's as if there was one loaf and you had the kazayas thought on one kazayas, the whole loaf would be pigel.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so they're linked. It's considered linked. Even though there's two, but it's one status. What happens to one happens to both. I am sorry. Let's do one more halacha, yeah. Okay, these are shorties. Yud Aleph. Okay, can we do it off? And you'd base and we'd be finished. Two short ones. Hikter shneab azik. Okay, now you're burning the two spoonfuls, right? There's two rows of the showbreads. There's six on one side, six on the other. He thinks he's going to eat one row tomorrow and one row today. They're guess
gone.
What?
Gone.
Both pigel, because each row is linked with the other. So shneab storm lacher, shneab storm pigel. Both of them are pigel. Okay, and one more, same idea. Yud Beis. V'cheinim chashav machsheves hazman. So what we did, the sheep, we did the shvuas, we did the showbreads, what's left? The Toda. Well, what do you know about the Toda? How many breads go with the Toda?
40.
So now the first halacha was you planned on having pigel on all 40 breads. What if you have the pigel, what do you only want to pigelize one bread? So v'cheinim chashav machsheves hazman ba'achas mechalas ha'toda. What if you thought to eat one of the 40 breads at the wrong time? Oh, ba'achas chalos minchas mafe hatanur, or one of the chalos that is baked in the oven. There's different types of toda breads, different kinds. Doesn't matter. Harei kol hachalos pigol. All the chalos are pigol. We can even do one more.
Whoa.
It's very short. I mean, because I want to finish this idea so on Sunday we'll... Yud Gimel, in spite of the fact that Pigel is so terrible, meaning to say, if you've messed up one thing, it seems to mess up everything, we're going to find out that Tuma is much more lenient. We say, Pigelize one, I messed it all up, right? Seems to only Pigelize one, you messed it all up. But what if, let's say, one of these in all these days just became Tame? In the middle of the processing, a Tame person touched it, and now you're out. You touched one of the bricks. All right, that's kind of bad. But it's not as bad as a people thought on it. Avol, Yud Gimel. Okay, we're much more lenient. Imnit meis achas mishtei achalos. Let's say one of the two breads, that means the two breads of the Shavuos offerings. O echem mishtei shorim, or one of the two rows of the lechem upon him. O achas mechalos hod, or one of the toda of the 40 chalos become tamei. Then, doesn't matter, bein lifnei zriga, doesn't matter if it's before you sprinkle the blood, bein lach, after you sprinkle the blood, Osa hachal, only that bread, or v'osa seder, or that arrangement, asur v'hator betarasa yechol betar game, because that is not that so bad. It's tame, okay, one of them is out of the game. But pigol is something that seems to just
all inclusive,
goes through everything. That's the difference over there. Perfect, good place.
In case you know which one, about tame.
Of course. Okay.